Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're thin. So, I mean, physically, they are thin people. Darius Garland is a thin guy. So Brian Geltzeiler saying that, he's absolutely 100% true. But when they're saying, well, they don't know how to play with injuries, I don't want them playing with injuries because their injuries seem to be worse on them than they are on other people. Darius Garland
had a serious injury.
Yes. But the other injuries that he's had as well, I think, are more serious on him than they are on some other people. Not a broken jaw, for crying out loud. But some of the other injuries he has, I think he's a slight individual where it makes it a little bit more worse on him. Well, let me say this, though. All that being put out there, I think a season, another season of guys, I would like to believe this because I don't know how many moves are made. So I think, guys, if you're upset, we're pretty stuck here. Owen, who's who I'm talking to on that.
Well, when you say that things like Darius, his injuries affect him more, you're right. So maybe it's time to start finding somebody who the injuries don't affect.
Yeah, but I'm not going to trade him for a bunch of garbage. I'm not trading him for 35-year-old guys.
I'm not saying trade him for garbage, and I'm not saying trade him for 35-year-old guys.
But I see
the rest of the East trying to make moves right now, and the Cavs aren't doing it.
But that's what I've been given so far.
And sticking here and winning 64 games in the regular season is fine until you win one in the second round again.
I get that.
For the third season
but old guys, not named Kevin Durant, has been what's given to me in realists and real time.
Yeah, Jalen Brown's not an old guy. Things.
They don't have enough to get Jalen Brown.
They don't have enough to go get Jalen Brown. So there's nothing I can really do. So if I can't do anything, I guess I just have to insult these guys another year and hope that they grow up, they mature, and they find the edge that they need.
How's that work so far?
It hasn't worked well so far, but what else?
Trying.
I can't. There's nothing else I can do.
Keep throwing that putty at the wall. In and up at the shame bush
up
every
against
time.
I'm not ashamed. I didn't shame myself. They're the ones who weren't playing. They're the ones that couldn't even play. It's a serious injury. He needed surgery. Jared Allen, I have no excuse for. I'm sorry. He's only going to have to be able to do it himself. Evan Mobley's going to have to grow up a little bit and get a little bit older and get a little bit tougher as time goes on. And Donovan's going to have to start to trust Evan Mobley because they ain't going to go anywhere. But damn it, I can't make a move that doesn't include other teams' garbage. I'm going to trade for Jrue Holiday at 35 years old and Lima's signing off. Yeah, but Lima's signing off on it.
We'll get him in
here.
And
it's been espousing. Well, you can't trade for Jrue Holiday now. He's already been traded. But you're getting that caliber of guy back, and it's like I can't go and put a gun to the Celtics' head and make them give me Jaylen Brown. So if they can get Jaylen Brown, yeah, fine. I think everybody here would sign off on that.
Have you tried to put a gun to their head yet, Ken?
No.
Because I'm willing to do a lot of things right now.
Well, that's beyond the
second round of the NBA playoffs.
That's beyond the pale. If I have to go put a gun to someone's head, I don't deserve to make it past the second round.
We're living in metaphor land right now.
Well, obviously, it's a metaphor. What, Danny? Say something. Back me up on this, for crying out loud.
They can't trade for Jaylen Brown because they don't have the stuff to trade for Jaylen Brown. And I do think that the Cavs are in a place that is really similar to where Oklahoma City was last year. Because think about what the conversation was around that team last year. What were they? The number one seed in their conference. And what did they do? They lost in the second round to a team that everybody expected them to beat. They lost to the Dallas Mavericks, who went on to lose in the finals the same way that the Cavs lost to a team everyone expected them to beat, the Indiana Pacers, who went on to lose in the finals. And the OKC was not ready last year. And it was, is Chet Holmgren going to be ready? Is Jalen Williams going to be ready? I don't think there was a lot of doubt about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander the same way I don't think there's a lot of doubt about Donovan Mitchell right now. Those guys weren't ready to win a title until they were. And that's where the Cavs are at. Is Darius Garland ready to win a title right now? I don't know. Next year, he has to be. But right now, he doesn't because they're not winning the title right now. A year from now, he has to be. Evan Mobley, the same thing. They don't have to be ready today. They have to be ready a year from now, or I guess 11 months from now, really. That's what this is all about, because you're not ready until you're ready.
Davis in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan. Yellow.
How you doing this morning?
Wonderful. Go ahead.
Okay, you probably don't know what I got to say, but I've been saying it all along. Darius is too slow. Island is soft. Our bench is weak. We're going to make a move some kind of way. You don't want to trade him for garbage, but you got to trade him for something. You got to
you got to give me names. You got to give me realistic
what
names.
What is something?
Though.
You can't just say trade him and then not have an idea.
Well, you know what?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Names right off the bat, I can't really give you, but I'm gonna give you this here. There's somebody out there, somebody's out there that you can actually trade for, and it doesn't even have to be an all-star player. It could be somebody out there that can give us what we need, somebody to play defense, somebody don't stay hurt all the time. You know what I mean? I mean, we got to do something. We're in a position we can't do anything. And then that goes to the general manager.
Wait a minute. You weren't going to pay Darius Garland that years ago? You weren't going to pay Donovan Mitchell that years ago last year?
I would never gave Garland $40 million. What? That's why we're in the position we're not. Then you sit out there.
So were you gonna let Darius Garland go at that time? I mean, you have the benefit of hindsight right now, so that's a loss by me because I can't prove something because I don't know what you were thinking back then. But were we just gonna let Darius Garland walk or just trade him away back then? I don't think we were.
We would try to do something because look at where we're at now. And then where we're at now
is the favorite to win the Eastern Conference and the second best odds to win the title next year. That's where the Cavs are at right now.
It is not a bad place to be.
The Cavs are not in a bad place.
Betting odds are great when you play the games.
They were in that place.
They were coming into this year. The Pacers every game this year.
Yeah, and they all got hurt.
Yeah, no, they got embarrassed. I'm not denying that they embarrassed themselves. Davis, thank you for the call.
Tougher guys.
All right, I'll just go get a bunch of MMA fighters.
Okay.
Can Stipe Miocic run up and down the floor for 15 minutes a night and sock
people?
And he'll
put out fires afterwards. I seen him punch you in the arm, and it looked pretty good. I wish he was in here right now.
He took a lot off it. I know. He's thinking. He's like, I'm not letting this. I don't know this idiot, and I'm not letting him sue me.
How bad did it hurt?
I'm going to say it hurt bad because I don't want him to come in here. Like, you want something to cry about? Like, I don't want him to do that. It was a good one. It was a good shot. Anthony in Cleveland, yes. Hello.
What's up, y'all?
Hi.
This is how I see it, man. Like, so I feel like the Cavs were in position to win the championship this year, and what stopped them was simply injuries. If you have a 90% Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell, I feel they win that series. You look at game one. I don't say they lost the game because of this call, but they had a game-altering momentum call that didn't go their way on that Hunter foul. He gets hurt on that play, misses the free throw, Pacers going to run. Game two, Halliburton hits the shot. Okay, game three was some BS. Game four, we win.
Well, I don't disagree with you. Yeah,
I really feel like the Cavaliers, if they were healthy, at least 90% Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland, they beat the Pacers. What I do feel that is that full court press that the Pacers put on everybody, that should only work for a game. It shouldn't work the whole series. They should have figured it out after the first half. Mm-hmm. So really, I really feel like the Cavaliers, as constructed, like your guest said, I can't remember his name,
but like he said,
they're ready. They have the talent. They have the team to win a title. They just had unfortunate, and don't forget, Mobley was also not 100%.
Well, you know this too. And that's a very good point, Anthony, about Evan Mobley. And thank you very much because I still think he grew in this past offseason or in this past postseason. Is were you not supposed? They left themselves with no outs. That's true. Were you not supposed to trade for Donovan Mitchell when you had the opportunity? Yes, you were supposed to trade for him. Were you not supposed to take Evan Mobley? Well, you can give me a bunch of arguments here and there, but still, you say he was the best possibility prospect that they had. With Darius Garland, I think a lot of it's hindsight, but I think a lot of people were perfectly fine with paying Darius Garland the amount of money they are. You are stuck. So the only thing you can do is call them a bunch of names until we get to next season and hope that they're going to get tougher. I'm serious. That ain't even a joke.
No, you're not wrong.
Just rip them.
I mean, essentially, the offseason strategy is bully the Cavs into getting better internally.
There ain't nothing else they can really do.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.